the 5th of the 8th, 2020 QPE insurance. Man, 44.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing? Is it possible to get put through to claims, please?
What type of claim is it, sir?
To claim for off of an amendity policy. I've got the policy.
Sorry.
To claim off of a limit of amendity policy.
I mean, yes, but what type of policy is it, sir? Is it like property, professional indemnity?
It's professional indemnity for... Yeah, limit of indemnity, insurer, policy number. I've got the policy number if you'd like the policy number.
Why?
Hello?
Yeah.
Y1290 76QBE 0119A.
Claim, sir, yeah?
Yes, that's correct, madam. All right, thank you. Okay. Hello, how are you doing, madam? My name is Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and I'm a member of the public that's been turned into a victim by one of your clients. They have a limit of indemnity insurance, and I would like to make a claim off that insurance. I hold the evidence that makes my claim worthwhile, and I would like to be able to speak to an insurance investigator or somebody that will come out to my address and go over the evidence that I have. I've spoke once before to this insurance company, and I spoke to QBE as well, who was also in charge throughout the years of what I'm making my claims for. And they have basically sent me in a bit of a vicious circle. What they're telling me is that I need to pass all my evidence back to the people that I'm claiming against. And Ian Davis is basically the head of Enfield Council. He's the head director. I've got lots of recordings of me speaking to him since the insurance company have told me to speak to him, and I've recorded them conversations. And he's basically telling me down the phone that I've been robbed, or his staff are telling me that I've been robbed, that there's nothing I can do about what I can prove that they've done to me, and that they've maliciously used their credit card to hold me in malicious prosecution. I've won all the cases in court, about 20-30 cases that they've put against me, while they've held me in my house with one of the cases under conditions which should never have been valid. And basically I'm being pushed about. I would just like to be able to speak to a claims advisor or somebody that will sit down from your departments, who would come to my address and go over the evidence that I have and make an investigation, because I believe all insurance companies are their own bureau. They're in charge of their own investigations, and I shouldn't be passing all of the evidence I've got back to the departments that actually done this to me, and are still treating me this way. So I'd just like somebody to come out, sit down with me from Aspen and QPE, and to go over the evidence I have, and to be able to put my claim through. Is that something you'd be able to help me arrange, please?
Right. You're through to QBE at the moment, not to Aspen.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, that's like, I've been scribbling down what you've been saying, so I've got as much information as I can.
Okay.
I need to work out.
I've got a policy number here.
That's going to be a good question. Go on then.
The policy number is Y1290 76QBE 0119A. And I understand that the policy, that one policy, I've been given this by Enfield Council themselves, and they've told me to put my claim through to yourselves. They've told me that they won't deal with nothing in-house. I've caught them red-handed, continue the evidence I have against them. I've had to build a website, you know, I put FOIs into their computers, and I've released all my personal data, and they maliciously forged an ASBO, which held me in my house for 8 years. They actually forged the ASBO, and I can prove what they've done to a T, even though I've never been arrested for something. Like, they've got police officers in there, police officer called Stephen Elsmore, who's been charged with ASB team, and him and the chief executive directors have all forged this ASBO. Every time I'm phoning them and explaining the evidence down the phone, and I'm using my dictator to record the they're laughing down the phone telling me I've been robbed. There's nothing I can do about this. I'm a black boy on the block. I've got all the recordings of it, and the same for the neighbourhood office team as well, who's also insured with I believe with you. But this QBE is insured from the 1st of April 2019 to the 31st of March 2020, and Aspen actually insured them for 5 years prior to that. My claim is from 2013 up until date, because I've been held since 2013 by the ASBO that I can prove they forged, completely forged. And because that I was phoning them up explaining to them that I could prove what they had done with the ASBO, and that it was the police phoning the police themselves, and I'd have to go through it with somebody, like a professional person, like, not that you're not, but it'd take like a little while to go through it. Basically, once I had was proving that down the phone to diminish me and undermine me, they sort of use my personal data in the public, spread rumours that ain't even true when I'm showing them my medical notes and loads of other stuff down the phone, asking them to have some respect for my human rights and for my liberties. And basically, they've gone and forged a possession order after that, not realising that I wasn't in my house and that I was on bail conditions somewhere else. Once they've made that possession order, like, and done the rest of it, they've basically continued to... they lost that in the court. The judge told them that they shouldn't file no more cases. Then they've refiled that again, then refiled it again, the same claims, which becomes malicious process. They've held me trapped in their business activities, like their wrongdoings in their business activities, since 2013 to date in applications. I've won every single one of them in court now. And I'm trying to recover some of my losses and my costs in regards to what their activities of their running, like, where they're running objectives of their companies have stranded astray, sort of thing, from the standards that should be met. And I just basically would like to be able to go over that with somebody. I think and that's about it.
Okay. Now I'm writing notes and I'm looking up your policy number at the moment. If you bear with me just a minute.
Okay.
If I can find it. It does sound like one of our policy references.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm looking to claim off them off the council. I have two policies with yourselves. One's for the neighbourhood office team, which is highly involved in this, and I've got loads of recordings. The evidence is overwhelming. Like, it's attempted manslaughter that they've done, in a sense. Do you know? A lot worse than that. And basically, from them two there, I also believe that the Metropolitan Police are insured with yourselves as well. And my claim is against the Metropolitan Police, because with Aspen has told me that for the 5 years prior to you, the police have told me that they were insured with Aspen, and so did... the council and neighbourhood office teams. They've all gave me their policies, and they've all told me that they're all insured with QBE at the moment for this last year. So I've got recordings of me speaking to the QBE, and I recorded them last time, and QBE is basically saying to me, well, we won't send an investigator out to you, even though we're in an independent investigation bureau or whatever it is, and they won't do a private investigation as they should. I have to send all of my report and all of my video and recordings things back to the civic centre and to the neighbourhood office team. I'm speaking to them on the phone and saying, who can be my case handler, who will deal with these things. They've allocated me a case handler. A case handler will not answer none of our emails. My mother's emails will not. I've got all the evidence of it all. And they're saying to me now, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been banned from phoning the civic centre. I'm not allowed, because if I explain any of this to them, or that I've got all of them referring me to the doctors and all of that, trying to allocate me as mentally ill, when I've never been diagnosed as mentally ill. I basically put an FOI into the doctor's computers as well, because of what they was doing to me, trying to undermine me. And I got all of the Rio reports out of the computers, and what it proved is loads of referrals from the council. Every time me and my mum are sending them an official document, the same day they will refer me straight to the doctors. Never have met me, none of them. And then they're saying to they've all been chatting in some forum about every day, like 6 different doctors have been logging in, with all of the council logging into Rio as well, all in some joint circle, I think. And they've all been talking, not realising that I'm going to grab the records. Now, I grabbed the records and I put them all in a diary and stripped all the other computers, put them all and everything. You can imagine what I've had to go through to be able to prove my case. And the evidence and the things that I've dug up are so scary. It's unrealistic to the way that they've treated me, a member of the public, while they're running their work obligations or they're running activities. Do you know? So basically,
do you know who it was at QBE that you spoke to before?
I've got it in the recording, but I've got over 500 recordings. I've been transcribing them all up, and I've been putting them into and the rest of everything else. I've not got to the last couple QBE. I couldn't be bothered like at the end just to transcribe them up. But if you waited 2 seconds, I could maybe just go onto my computer and press play and find out. Yeah.
It would help to know who you spoke to last.
They were complete. I spoke to 2 different people. They were nothing like yourself. They wouldn't even listen. They were so rude. It was like, do you know when you go to Google and you read the read reviews on QBE and the rest of it? There's one that says, "Ah, QBE's a good staff and good, nice building," which is mostly by one of your own. Then the rest of them are saying, "Oh, the worst one I've ever been treated." The last people treated me like that. You know, I've suffered absolutely months because of the neglect that the last staff showed me, when I should have had someone sent that to my address. They should have gone over my evidence with me, and I should have been, and everything should have been rectified in an efficient time. Like, give me 1 second, madam, if that's okay with yourself. I'm sorry. Transcribes, let me just see if I, because of what's been going on. Transcribes all together, there we go. Now we're looking for QBE, and they'll be at the end. Let's see if we can press Control F. QBE. Give me 1 second, I've got them all here. My solicitor, Oxford, Police Insurance. Police Insurance is most probably QBE. And Enfield, Evergreen, Council, Civic Centre, Evergreen, Civic Centre, okay. I've just got to quickly go through it. Danish, Lemmy, Hugh Charles. They're all in order, but when you're trying to look at IOPC, Hibernis, and all the courts, I've actually been grabbing the whole lot of them. It's about time someone could put a good case against them for the things that they keep doing. Well, this says police. There's QBE. Here we go. 28th of the 20. Let me have a look at what that just said. 28th of the 10th, 2019, and the 28th of the 10th. So I must have phoned them then. So we'll press play here. And they were just so rude to me. Let me turn the other one off. So.
Thank you for calling QBE. Your call will be answered shortly. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, QBE.
Hello, how are you doing? And may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
This is
the
QBE. My name is Joe.
How are you doing, Joe? I have an inquiry. Is it possible switchboard at QBE, and the first one was Joe, and I think I've been transferred to a few others from there, and I've got about 5 recordings in total for QBE, and I've just built a new website because of what's happening. I'm about to publish the website and show the whole, I've built a brand new digital newspaper and everything, proving all of the way I've been treated. And before I actually go public this time and use everything, I've got to push it out. I think it's better for me to try to go back through the channels at least one more time and see if I can actually get someone to come to my house from QBE, from London branch and Aspen, maybe at different times or at the same time, and to go over the evidence I have and to put everything straight, because otherwise there could be a massive impact on society itself with the evidence that I've got in the way. They're telling me down the phone, I'm a black boy, I've been robbed, there's nothing I can do. All the staff in the background, say like you're talking to me, all the staff in the background in the neighbourhood office team, again, you've been, again, laughing, again, he's been robbed, you're not allowed out no more, ha. And then she's all, she's even going shh to her colleagues, and this, and the whole lot, I've got everything, they've just turned the whistleblowing line off in Enfield Council. Like, if you write Enfield Council whistleblowing line policy, which is part of the Equality Act 2010, which is quite serious, they have to publish all their policies every 3 months, yeah, because of the Equality Act. Now, they've just got 0208, if you write this down, 0208 379 3910 is the actual, if you write Enfield Council whistleblowing policy, if you actually look at the policy itself on Google, this is like true, and you look at the policy on Google, you see the numbers the same as what I gave you, director, and the director is Ian Davis of the Civic Centre. I've got loads of emails from 2016 to him when he started, and Rob Leek before him. There's 4,500 emails that have gone to them and backwards and forwards of them trying to kill me that I've had to clean up and put in brand new books. But basically, if you go to the whistleblower policy for Enfield Council online, look at the telephone number 379 3910. I've been ringing that and speaking to Heather Littler, who's the secretary, and I've been talking to her, and they've all been telling me, I'll let you out maybe for next Christmas or for your birthday next time, and been talking to me like I'm nothing, yeah. And basically now, because of the evidence that I've got against them, they've just turned the whistleblowing policy off, so no one can ring it anymore. No one can ring the council. They've barred all phone calls in, going to every email that they've sent to me in the 5,000 emails, they've turned off every phone number and every letter they've turned off. They've barred my mobile now. If I try to ring the Civic Centre, my mobile won't let me ring the Civic Centre anymore. They're in a lot of trouble for what they've done. They're not informing you. I'm telling them, well, you must inform the insurance company that I want to make a claim and that I have this, and I can prove that they will not do what they're mandatory set out to do. And it's just unfair, you know, the way that I'm being treated and mishandled.
Okay.
It's negligence, right, and gross misconduct.
What I would do, I think at the moment that it's not surprising that someone wouldn't come out to see you, because obviously with the lockdown and...
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's a feasible, that's a fair reason. That's a fair reason.
I appreciate that wasn't the situation last year, but at the moment we're not sending inspectors out, and I'm not sure when we would be. So,
but is there a way that I could have a meeting online with somebody? And
I'm not going to make you any promises, okay? Yeah. And I'm certainly not going to make any promises I can't keep. So I just want to make sure you understand that we can't be sending people
out with conference. Yeah, that's fair. If anyone said that to me, I'd say, do you know what? You're right. Oh yeah, sugar, you are right. Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
We're all working from home. We're not even back in the office yet. So, everyone's working in their own home.
Okay.
So, okay, I've written down a lot of information. Can I take your contact number, please?
My contact number, can you give me 1 second? There's 2 numbers. There's my mother's number, which can always get hold of me, and she's very well updated and everything. And which is 0208-245-7454. Perhaps maybe someone having a word with her just first, then maybe giving me a call afterwards. If that might set the record a bit straight, and she can help you a bit and what's not. And my other number, if I just give me 2 seconds, because I have to go into my phone to get it.
It's always the away when you're on the phone and then someone asks you for your number, you've got to get off the call to find out.
No, I've got a text over to you. I've had to keep changing my phone numbers because of what I've been going through. Do you know, me and my partner, we was together, we've never even argued, and they've done all of this to both of us, and she's locked in her house now. She had it's horrible what they've done to us. You know, we've never even had an argument. I never had no problems. The things that they've portrayed, but they've pushed out in the public, I'm no way next to, even my recordings prove it, and me showing them everything, that I don't want to go too deep into it, but you can imagine what they've done, yeah, sort of thing, just roughly from what I'm explaining. I'm just looking for this number, other number. 07864.
Yeah.
217.
Yeah.
519. And that's Mr. Simon Cordell. Middle name's Paul. My Christian name's Paul.
Okay. What I will do, I found the policy reference, I just need to figure out who would be dealing with this. So I will try and get someone back to you today, if not today then tomorrow.
Okay, can I explain, Kay Osborne is in charge of insurance for Enfield Council, and I've managed to, after untold problems, they've gave me the policy, basically. From getting the policy, I phoned QBE, and QBE saying, everything you've got, we won't do it, it's got to go to, they were being really narky with me, and that sort of thing, and told me it's got to go back to them, not that have done all of this to me. So I've been stuck in the loops, and today, before, I've just been working on the website, building a brand new, and documenting it all in brand new InDesign books, like using a making it, I've done a proper good job at building this new website. I'm just about to load up, and thought, you know what, let me just try and call QB and ask them again and see if I can speak to somebody else that might be able to resolve this in a more efficient way.
This doesn't fall within my area, okay? Yeah. I'll tell you that now. This isn't something that would fall within my area of responsibility.
In what?
Financial professional lines.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying, but it isn't something that I'm responsible for. So I will go and find out who is responsible for it and get someone to call you. I've failed to mine. It's going to take a bit of digging, which is why
I'll appreciate that.
If you can bear with us, but someone will call you back. Now, I can't promise you're going to get the answer you want, but I will make sure someone comes back to you.
In what respect would I not get the answer that I want? A fair investigation is what I'm after. All I'm after is somebody that's going to take this and act in a non-biased way, overview the paperwork and what is actually there, and agree that either I'm in the wrong for wanting to claim, or I'm in the right for wanting to claim, and explaining the clause and the reasons to why, sort of thing. I think at least people have to at least go over actually, because I'm quite well in law, and I understand the law quite well, and I understand that. Like a bit more than the normal common person does, you know, and I'm pretty confident that I have got the perfect case that falls fit for you lot to actually interface with in between it, and to act efficiently to make sure that everything's apprehended and rectified to a fair level of standard. Okay, well, madam, thank you for your time today, and I hope you have a good day, and I hope everything goes well for you.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.